Chapter 1. Catch it, King. Sandra threw the ball in a high arc over the lawn. The black Labrador sprinted after it. The ball hit the ground and bounced. King caught with his mouth. Then he ran back and put the drool-soaked ball in front of the two children. Good dog, Sigurd said, and patted him on the head. He threw the ball and dried his wet fingers on his trousers. King sprinted after the ball again. If only Cavallo was here, Sandra said. Then he could see how clever King is, and we could go somewhere with him. When do you think he'll come? I don't know, Sigurd said. Soon, I hope. This time, King didn't catch the ball. He ran about whimpering and searched for it in the grass. A cat sat at the hedge along the neighbor's garden and enjoyed the sun. It looked at the dog for a moment. Then it opened its mouth in a sleepy yawn, as though it thought, "Dogs, please. Why do they bother?" "What if we found Zintra next time?" Sigurd said. "Cavallo's own world. That would be exciting, right?" "No," Sandra mumbled. "Why not?" "If Cavallo returns home, he wouldn't need our help anymore," Sandra explained. "Then we can't fly with him to all the strange worlds." She's right about that, Sigurd thought. Sometimes his baby sister surprised him with the things she said. And then King finally came back with the ball. "Come look at what I've got here," Monica yelled from the neighbor's house. She ran through the hole in the hedge with a small object in her hand.